بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يقلب الله الليل والنهار إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin with the praises of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created the universe, He also created time by placing the sun and the moon within the universal system. Allah says, فَالِكُ الْإِصْبَحِ وَجَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ سَكَنًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ حُسْبَانًا ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Allah says, He is the one who causes the dawn to break. He has made the night for rest and the sun and the moon for the reckoning of time. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابَ. Allah says, He is the one who has made the sun a glow, the moon a light, and it determined for its stages so that you may know the number of years. By means of the sun, Allah makes the night turn into day. And by means of the moon, Allah makes the day turn into night. يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ وَيُكَوِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ كُلُّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah says, He causes the night to overlap the day and the day to overlap the night. He is the one who has subjugated the sun and the moon to a system. So when Allah created the universe, Allah created time. Consequently, with the existence of the sun and the moon, there is the existence of time. And with the passing of time, there is the existence of days. And with the passing of days, there is the existence of weeks. And with the passing of weeks, there is the existence of months. And with the passing of months, there is the existence of years. يقلب الله الليل والنهار إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار. Allah says, Allah causes the night and the day to succeed each other. That is, if the day is gone, the night comes. And if the night is gone, the day comes, and so on. Allah says, truly in these things is indeed a lesson for those who have insight. Respected elders and friends, days and nights are always passing. And as a result, we are about to witness the end of one year and the dawn of a new year. And most of us are in a state of confusion as to the swift passing of the previous year. Speak to anybody and they will tell you, but hey, how quickly time goes. It was Monday and it's Friday. It was Friday and the week is over. It was on one third of the year and the half year was finished and the year is finished. It's less than 100 days left for Ramadan. We still remember the previous Ramadan. Respected elders and friends, the puzzled look when questioned regarding and asked every year should be a considered fulfillment of the prophecy and the sign that from amongst the signs of the end of time is that it will pass very rapidly. from amongst the prophecies and from amongst the signs of the end of time is that time will pass very rapidly. لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتقارب الزمان. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Tirmidhi this narration is mentioned, that لا تقوم الساعة حتى يتقارب الزمان فتكون السنة كالشهر. That the Nabi of Allah said, the last hour will not come before time contracts. That is a year being like a month. وَالشَّهَرُ كَالْجُمُعَةِ And a month like a week like a day like an hour, and an hour like the kindling of a fire, كَالْضَرْمَةِ بِالنَّارِ Like the kindling of a fire. Time will pass rapidly, the Nabi of Allah said, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانِ Time will pass rapidly. وَيَنْقُسُ الْعَمَلِ Time will pass rapidly, but good deeds will decrease. وَتُظْهَرُ الْفِتَنِ وَيُلْقَ الشُّحْ The Nabi of Allah said, وَيُلْقَ الشُّحْ أو كما قال, that miserliness will be thrown in the hearts of humanity. They'll be miserly. They'll be stingy. They would not want to spend from that of which Allah had given them. Afflictions will appear, and there will be a lot of haraj. قالوا يا رسول الله The Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم asked, O Nabi of Allah, what is al-haraj? Listen to the reply and how profound and how true words and how true are the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did he say towards the end of time? What is haraj? Al-qatal, al-qatal. Killing and killing. Is it happening today? You know what is happening today in the world. There is not a country that is not absolved of killing and killing and killing. Respected friends, there are five characteristics of time. It can be the longest, but at times it can be the shortest. Time can be the fastest, but at times it can be the slowest. It can be forgotten, yet it can be remembered. It can be neglected, yet it is most regretted. Once it passes, it will never return. Each day that passes serves as a reminder that our lifespan is diminishing. Time marches on and it waits for no one. حياتك أنفاس تعد فكلنا مضى نفس منها اقتصمت بها جزعا Your life is nothing but a few breaths. Once that breath goes, a part of you goes with it. Abu Darda رضي الله تعالى عنه used to say, Ibn Adam, إنما أنت أيام إنما أنت أيام O son of Adam, you are nothing but a number of days. And whenever a day passes, a part of you also passes away. O son of Adam, you never stop in the process of reducing your age. You never stop in the process of reducing your age since the day your mother had given birth to you. There is an amazing incident that I wish to narrate to you. It's quite lengthy, but just because of the topic of time, I chose that paragraph. In Tafsir al-Qurtubi, Imam Qurtubi has mentioned this. And it was something so profound that I had to share it with you today. It was something so profound that it made me think and wonder, Ya Allah, what is 60 and 70 and 80 years? It's nothing. Listen to this amazing incident of Nuh alayhi salam when he met the angel of death. لما أتى ملك الموت نوحا ليقبض روحه. The angel of death, he came to seize the soul of Nuh عليه السلام. And he asked an amazing question to Nuh عليه السلام. He said, يا نوح كم عشت في الدنيا؟ Oh Nuh, how long have you lived in this dunya? You know, normally when a person passes away, we ask, what was his age? How old he was? That's a common question we ask. Oh, he was so young. So Malik al-Maut asked Nuh alayhi salam, kam ishta fi dunya? How long have you lived in this dunya? So Nuh alayhi salam said, 300 قبل أن عبث. He replied, 300 years before I became a prophet. How many? 300 years before I became a prophet. وألف سنة إلا خمسين آمن في قومي. 950 years with my people. وثلاثمائة سنة وخمسين سنة بعد الطوفان. And 350 years after the floods. 300 years before I became a prophet. 950 years after I became a prophet. And 300 years after the flood. The angel of death asked him an amazing question. Work it out. 950 is 1,600 years. 1,600 years. Angel of death asked him, he said, Ya Nuh, فَكَيْفَ وَجَدْتَ الدُّنْيَا? Oh no, how did you find this world? 1,600 years you lived. How did you find this world? Nuh alayhi salam gave an amazing reply. He said, لَهَا بَابَان دَخَلْتُ مِنْ هَذَا وَخَرَجْتُ مِنْ هَذَا. He said, I found it like a room with two doors. I entered through one and I exited through the other. A man who lived for 1,600 years found the reality of this dunya like two doors. I entered the house through one door and I exited the house to the next door. Respected elders and friends, how much of time in you got? We don't know. And we'll never know. That is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the dawn of a new year, it is expected for us to grasp and to think and to subject oneself to a self-evaluation. Take an investigative look at your past days. What have you provided for the good of this world and the good of the year after? What have you provided for the good of this world and for the good of the year after? Examine yourself stringently. May Allah bless a servant who tells his soul. Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah alayhi says, may Allah bless a servant who tells one's soul, are you not the perpetrator of so and so sin? The one who reprimands one's soul and forces it to abide by the book of Allah. Self-evaluation is described by Imam Mawardi rahimahumullah. A person should review every night one's action. And if he finds anything commendable, he maintains himself and he continues with those deeds. But if he finds anything objectionable, then he makes amends and he desists from similar actions. Respected elders and friends, A person cannot attain the pinnacle of piety until one questions himself as meticulously as a person would probe his business partner to the extent he wants to know the source of his clothing, his food and his drink. Hassan al-Basri rahimahumullah used to say, every new day exclaims, O son of Adam, I am a new creation. And I will testify for whatever you perform in me. So take from my provision in terms of good deeds. Because once I depart, I shall not return till the day of resurrection. To witness the dawn of another year, Allah knows alone whether we will witness it or not. Although we normally speak and a believer's new year is Muharram. But generally, because we are in that frame of mind where we know it is the end of a secular year, it is the end of a Gregorian year, that's why I bring this to your attention, that we regard it as a chance given by us to Allah to work towards oneself, making a resolution to obey Allah and to withdraw from all prohibitions. Abdul Rahman bin Abi Bakr, أن رجلا قال, that a man asked the Nabi of Allah a beautiful question. He said, يا رسول الله أي الناس خير, أي الناس, who is the best of people? The Nabi of Allah said, من طال عمره وحسن عمله. The Nabi of Allah said, he who his life is long, but his actions are good. His life is long. Allah blessed him with a long life, but his actions are good. Then the person asks, فَأَيُّ النَّاسِ شَرٌّ, who is the worst of person? The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ وَسَاءَ عَمَلُهُ. His life is long, but his actions are evil. A man stood at a grave. He looked at the year of birth. And he felt the sadness in his heart. He stood at the grave. He looked at the year of birth. Felt the sadness in the heart. Next to the year of birth, there was a small dash, and next to that dash was the date of his death. Understand? A man stood at the grave, and he looked at the date of birth. And next to the date of birth, there was a small dash. You know, it's a dash, a line. And next to that line, there was the date of death. He thought about the dash and what it represents. He thought about the dash and what it represents. That dash is your life. That dash is your life. And he thought, this is the duration of my life. It represents everything we did on earth. From the time of the date of birth, to the time of the date of death, in between that dash is the representation of your life. So friends, make that dash count. Make that dash count. Love more. Give more. Smile more. Do more. And let that dash of yours be remembered fondly. Inshallah. Let that dash of yours be remembered fondly. We all will try. Inshallah. Of time, Mine and your understanding and the understanding of time in the existence of Allah is different. Our heart pains when we look at the time it's taking for victory to come to our Palestinian brothers and sisters. The heart pains. We say, Mata Nasrullah. Our heart pains when we see our brothers and sisters being butchered in Syria and Sham and Palestine and everywhere else, and in Myanmar and wherever else in the African continent. But friends, we want results rapidly. We want results instantly. We want change immediately. Allah works in a different system. Allah's system, Allah is the creator of time. If you study history, oppression went off for 800 years. The Mongols, they ruled for 800 years and they oppressed the believers. But when victory came, Allah did not leave a trace of them. Victory will come, my friends, but it comes on mujahada and sacrifice. Victory will come to our brothers and sisters in Palestine, inshallah, thumma inshallah. It will take time, 75 years, another 75 days. We don't know for how long still, but from the trouble, Allah will create a Musa alayhi salam. From that rubble, Allah will create Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahumullah. What we and you need to do, we need to continue with our du'as. Du'as and our attachment to the house of Allah. Many of us are free now, alhamdulillah. Spend as much as time in the remembrance of Allah, making du'a to Allah, because have certainty in your heart that there is not a dua that Allah rejects. It will not happen now, but inshallah, one day it will happen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Allahu akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي عرف أولياءه غوائل الدنيا وآفاتها وكشف لهم عن عيوبها وعوراتها فعلموا أنه يزيد منقرها على معروفها ولا يفي مرجوها بمخوفها لا يخلو سفوها عن شوائب القدرات ولا ينفك سرورها عن المنقصات تبني أصحابها سرورا وتعدهم غرورا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المرسل إلى العالمين بشيرا ونذيرا وسراجا منيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فإن الآيات الواردة في ذم الدنيا وأمثلتها كثيرة وأكثر القرآن مشتمل على ذم الدنيا وصرف الخلق عنها ودعوتهم إلى الآخرة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والله ما الدنيا في الآخرة إلا مثل ما يجعل أحدكم إصبعه في اليم فلينظر بما يرجع وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناها بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أحب دنيا آخرة ومن أحب آخرته أدره بدنيا فآثروا ما يبقى على ما يفنى وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام حب الدنيا رأس كل خطيئة وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام كونوا من أبناء الآخرة ولا تكونوا من أبناء الدنيا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقطاهم علي رضي الله عنه، وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وأدخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، ندعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Let's let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder, with our heels in line. Let us try to fill in the gaps. There's still a few spaces that in the masjid. Let us try to ensure all the gaps are full and stand as close as possible next to each other, inshallah. Whilst we're doing that, once again, those who are inshallah with us, let us try to spend inshallah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, generously donating towards the house of Allah, towards the masjid, inshallah. This will be a means of great barakah and blessing for us, inshallah.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارك مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم صل على محمد واله وصحبه. اللهم انا نسالك العفو والعافيه. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الاخره. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم الف بين قلوب المسلمين واصلح ذات بينهم. انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين. والحمد لله رب العالمين.